episode 2453, are your words taken out of context?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for a brand new week. It is Mindset Monday, and you know what? I hope you've had a wonderful weekend. Now you're coming into a week where you get to make an impact with the world that you touch. But the question today remains, are your words taken out of context? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. What you say to yourself drains your heart and sustains your apprehension. Are your words taken out of context? Are you trying to write your outcomes before you even know the steps? You know, there are many problems we have to overcome in order to succeed. There are many of them. In fact, we don't even want to think about them because there are so many of them. But how is success achieved? Have you really asked yourself that question? If you are seeking success in your career, in your family, in your marriage, in the community, in your church, wherever you're looking for success, what does that mean? Success is defined in millions of different ways. The common definition is the accomplishment of aim or purpose. Well, that's pretty simple. Yet notice the definition does not define how to get there. It doesn't tell you need to do this, this, and this. There are no steps. That's because the climb to success is different for everyone. And the climb deals with lots of struggles and troubles, more than we want to even admit. And this comes from many falls and failures, but it's on the mountains of falls and failures that allow us to climb to the top of the mountain. All of us want to be at the top of the mountain. Now, your top may be different from my top, but you still want to be on the mountaintop. However, there is a common thread to what delays or derails success. There is. And that comes from the words you use. How are you speaking to yourself? Words matter. What you think about, you bring about. Are your words taken out of context? You know, when you say, I just can't do anything right. I'm not good enough. How much of that is true both in your head and in your heart? Think about it for just a moment. I just can't do anything right. Maybe you messed up your chicken dinner last night and you just were standing there at the sink and you said, oh, I just can't do anything right. And it was a mumble. It was under your breath. Nobody heard it but you. Oh, and wait, 2 days before that, you messed something up in the laundry or you forgot to go to the bank to deposit a check that was very important. But you know what? The world did not come to an end just because you did not get that check in the bank yet. You might have said to yourself, why can I not get things right? Why can't I schedule better? Why am I always running late? Why am I not good enough? How much of that is true both in your head and in your heart? Because you're listening to yourself. Whether you want to admit it or not, the more you say flippant statements like that, the more they become true to you. Now, you may not feel this way, but deep down, you're continuing to create scar tissue of self-doubt, apprehension, not good enough, if only, should have, would have, could have, all statements that put your next steps on hold. You wonder why you're frozen in time. And that naturally occurs because you consistently build a wall of insecurity. How big is your wall of insecurity? Be honest with yourself. And it could be in anything. Maybe you want to run an Ironman. And I won't be there. I'll cheer you on, but I'm not going to be running an Ironman. But if that's your dream, if you're sitting here going, gosh, Jordan, I'm just not at the right weight. Oh, I'm just never going to get my macros right on to where I can survive the swim. What is it for you? What is that wall of insecurity that you keep building for yourself? Keep in mind, these are your own words. You're not comparing. you're just hearing yourself over and over and over and over again. This is a replay that's got to stop. Otherwise, your dreams and goals, they're going to remain dormant. So how do you move forward even with the probability of falls and failures? Well, you got to risk your own failure to claim your success. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Risk your own failure to claim your success. And that begins with a lot of don'ts. Don't put this on someone else. Don't put it on your kids. Don't put it on your husband. Don't put it on your neighbor. Don't put it on your clients. Your clients that you don't even have yet, but you're already saying, oh, well, you know, they're going to think this. How do you know what they're going to think? It's a don't. Don't do it. Don't blame those who are where you wish you were. Yeah, you know that. That's comparison, right? Don't do it. Don't play small. Don't sink back when you can stand out. Don't leave the answers for yourself to find. In fact, you've got to ask. A-S-K. When you're going to risk your own failure to claim your success, you've got to ask. Let's break it down. 1, 2, and 3, A-S-K. A is, you know it, as ask. Ask for help. You're not made to do life alone. You can think of this as a cry for help. Maybe it's having a listening ear, like a coach, a confidant, or mentor. But you've got to ask. You've got to be willing to do what? Put yourself out there. And that's what happens when you ask. I went to a book fair this weekend. I love book fairs. I love books. I have a library of my own, yet I went to another book fair to add to my library. It was crazy. In fact, I probably should have been having the book fair and hosting it because I have so many books. And I love that. And the crazy thing is I put the request into my children. Hey, do you guys want to go to the book fair? And they actually took me up on it. Yeah, Mom, because they love books as much as I do. It's crazy. Literally, we could start a library. It would be awesome. People would learn lots. You see, at this book fair, I struck up a conversation with a stranger, a sweet woman. We were all masked, so we were all fine. And she asked me a couple questions, and we were in the area of spirituality and religious and Christianity and all of that, these books. They tried to, you know, divide them up in genre. And she asked me a question, and so we were conversing back and forth, and she told me a little bit about herself. And then she said, well, what are you in search of? And I said, well, actually, I'm doing something very different. I said, I'm in the midst of writing my own book. And she stopped and paused and looked at me. I said, so I'm sitting here and I'm taking in all these other books because I like the way this author does it this way. And I like the way this author does it this way. And I want to get all these different books and I want to take apart the pieces that they have to create the book that I believe is not written yet. And God's calling me to write it. And it's not going to be one book. It's going to be many books. And it's going to be a series of books. Big books, little books, short books, long books. You name it. But I went on and told this total stranger, this sweet woman, in about a minute and a half. It wasn't more than 90 seconds. What I wanted to do. And she looked at me and she said, I love that idea. She goes, I would read that. I was like, oh. Now understand, I really hadn't put much thought into answering a question like that as I'm just at a book fair, like everybody else looking for books to read. But at this moment in time, when I was at the position I was standing in at the book fair, I was there on purpose with something in mind, with the goal in mind of why I wanted the books I was picking out. I had already gone searching through all these other books. I already had 4 boxes worth. I was on my 5th box. I kid you not. And they were tall boxes. You know what wine is, you know, brought in as with boxes? Yeah, it was those kind of size boxes. And I filled 5 of them. Knowledge is power. I love to read. And some books I read from front to back. You know, I interview authors. But I also read books a chapter here, a chapter there. But I still read them. And I use them for different purposes. So as I was standing there, I was telling myself before that, way before I had the conversation with this beautiful, strange woman, that I don't know if it's time yet, Lord, that I'm supposed to write this book. I don't know if it's time that I'm supposed to be doing all of this. I've got AIM. I've got the book. I've got the mastermind. I've got my community. I've got my church. There's a lot that I'm trying to juggle. And then wait, we haven't even brought in the family yet. Lord, how? How am I supposed to get all this stuff done? And I was reminded in that moment as I shared with this woman. And I asked her at the end of my little 90 second, whatever it was, whatever came out of my mouth. In fact, to this day, not even 48 hours later, I'm questioning going, what did I say? Did it make sense? And I have now since broken it down and it does make sense. But you see, I never took time to say it all together to the person who I would hope would be reading it. And there she stood before me and she said, I would read that book. I'm going to look you up. When are you writing it? And I thought, wow, I was just called out on it. You see, ask. I was sharing something. I don't know that I was really asking for her permission, but I was to a degree as to her opinion, and it mattered to me in the moment. You've got to ask. Ask that coach, that confidant, maybe even a stranger at a book fair. Number two, S is seek. This is where strategy comes in. Strategize the plan to move forward. You can think of this as the grunt work. This is where the plan and preparation take place. Knowledge is power. But are you willing to use that power? You've got to be willing to seek it out in order to use it. Ask, seek. And finally, number three, knock. You have to be on the lookout for opportunities. Knock and the door will be opened. Now, how far it opens? Well, that depends on where you are in life. Are you prepared? Did you strategize? Do you've got the plan and the preparation? So when you do knock, a door might swing wide open. Another door may just peek open a little bit and maybe close on your face, and it may be, and not right now. But maybe 2 months later, you go and knock on that same door and it opens wide for you. This is the take AIM. Go after what matters. Ask. Risk your own failure to claim your success. Failure is simply a stepping stone to greatness, right? One step at a time leads to miles of greatness, your miles of greatness. So when your head is ready and your heart is willing, take the plunge to greatness. You got to have a fall before there's a climb. I know you've got what it takes. And I know sometimes you get a little anxious. Sometimes you get nervous. Sometimes you're like, you talk yourself out of it, right? Are your words taken out of context? Yes, because believe it or not, you believe what you say. And if you keep telling yourself you can't do something, I'm telling you right now, you're not ever going to be able to do it. Because your words matter. Your words are your greatest threat or your greatest asset. Which do you prefer today to utilize? Expect the unexpected and take AIM today. You got this. Risk your own failure to claim your success. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.